The marriage of Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha was performed with Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the age of 7. Rukhsati took place later, but the confirmation was at 7. 7 types of people are shaheed, are classified as shaheed. And Hazrat Musa alayhi salam's height was 7 yards. And his stick, his staff, was also 7 yards. Respected elders, in the Quran al-Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes oath. He swears, utilizing 7, for example, wal-asr, by the token of time. Respected elders, so from all this we can make out that everything is pointing towards 7, 27, 17. But remember again, because of all these proofs, it does not mean that the night of Qadr is on the 27th. The night of Qadr can be on the 21, 23, 25, 27, 29. Respected elders, what happens actually on this night? There is a tafsir-e-Azizi. Shah Abdul Aziz Muhaddis Delhi Ramtul Ali wrote this tafsir volume. He did the Amma Para and the first Para. Ulama Ikram have written about this tafsir that if it was completed, there should have been no need for another tafsir. He stated concerning Laylatul Qadr that on this night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he boasts in front of the angels, the malaika, that see my bandas, see what are they doing, how they are making ibadat. Remember, at the takhliq of mankind, when man was being made, then the malaika objected and said that this man will create fasad on earth and he'll spill blood on earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that you do not know what I know. On these nights, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows and says to the malaika that see my servant, how he is worshipping me, how he is pleading and crying to me. And on this night, respected elders, the meeting of the angels takes place with the servants. It is stated that the malaika come down and make musafa, the handshake, with the servants who are engaged in ibadat. On this night, respected elders, the Quran al-Kareem was revealed from Lawh Mahfuz to the dunya. Or, according to some narrations, from the Lawh Mahfuz to the Baytul Ma'mur, from the Baytul Ma'mur to the dunya as and when required. Above the Kaaba, there is a celestial prototype Kaaba, which we call Baytul Ma'mur or Baytul Izzah. Above that is the Lawh Mahfuz. Above that is the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On this night, from the Lawh Mahfuz, the protected, preserved tablet, the Quran al-Kareem was revealed onto the Baytul Ma'mur. On this night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates angels, are born on this night. Jannat is beautified on this night. And Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, respected elders, he was born on this night. So this night is definitely a night of virtue and definitely a night wherein we should make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But all these nights which are auspicious, respected elders, we should realize that it is not farz or wajib or compulsory or obligatory to deliver a bayan or to mention about it. In fact, concerning Laylatul Qadr, at the beginning it should have been mentioned to all of us, the virtues, the boons and the favors of this night, so that we already are geared up and preparing ourselves for the night which is coming. That is one point. Secondly, on these nights which are auspicious and classified auspicious by the Shariat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not forgive many people. For example, those who commit and who are involved in shirk, ascribing partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are consuming alcohol, those who are involved in adultery and fornication, and those who are disobedient to their parents, and those who wear their trousers below their ankles, and those who are looting and robbing. Respected brothers and respected listeners, these are those people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he deprives of his mercy and his forgiveness. So we should be cautious and know that although these nights are auspicious, we should not be among those upon whom the wrath and the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is descending. And also on these nights, we should abstain from doing those things which are innovative and which are baseless in Shariat and which are not proven in Shariat. For example, that in certain places you have congregational zikr done in congregational allowed in masajids, which has no basis. We should check this in Fatwa Rahimiyah and Fatwa Mahmoodiyah. And unfortunately, this is becoming the order of the day and is becoming the sweetness of the heart. Respected elders, I stated to you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves to forgive us on these nights, and He loves to forgive a Muslim when he pleads to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he cries to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the person who repents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the person who repents. And in the last two rakats, the Imam also, he read that ayah twice, that Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu tubu ilallahi tawbatun nasuha. That, oh Muslims, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, oh Muslims, that repent unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a sincere repentance. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that how happy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes when a person, he sincerely repents before Allah. And he narrates the story. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that a person, he went out on a journey and he took his conveyance, he took his horse, and upon his horse it was laden with his food and his luggage and his provision. And this person, he proceeded on the journey. And whilst on the journey, he decided to rest. So he tied his camel and he tied or his horse and he rested under the tree. And on his horse is his provision, is his luggage, is his food. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that that person, he rested and he slept away. And when he got up, he realized that his horse is gone. His food is gone. His provision is gone. How is he going to move now? What is he going to eat now? His provision is lost. His conveyance is lost. He's out there in the heat. There is no one to help him. There is no one to give him food. There is no one to rescue him out of the situation. He's at utter loss now. He begins to run and look for his horse. He begins to run and look for his conveyance. He's running hither and thither. He is going here and there, looking for his food now. His food is on the horse. His horse is gone. There is no food left. There is no horse left. Respected elders, in that heat, in the desert, he is running around, all alone. No one to help him. No one to listen to him. No, he's shouting for his horse. His horse is not there. Respected elders, he is tired now. He's fatigued now. There is nothing that can help him. He comes back to the tree and he rests. He rests because he is tired. He is resting because he is fatigued. He is resting. He cannot do anything. He is helpless. He is hopeless. Everything has caved in upon him. He is resting under the tree. He sleeps away. He sleeps away because, does he have strength? Yes, he's got strength, but he's tired now. He cannot move. He cannot go look for his horse. He cannot go look for his provision. He cannot go look for his food. He's out of tiredness, out of fatigue, he sleeps away. When he gets up, he sees his horse in front of him. He sees his provision in front of him. He sees his food in front of him. Now he gets up in this delight. He gets up in this joyment. He gets up in this ecstasy now. And in this ecstasy and in this delight, he loses complete control over himself. And in this complete control, this lost control, respected elders, he begins to say the wrong thing. He begins to utter the wrong thing. He looks at the sky. He looks at the sky addressing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says that I am your Rabb and you are my servant. I am your Rabb and you are my servant. He is absolutely confused in delight. He's absolutely in ecstasy. And out of ecstasy, what he's supposed to be saying, looking at the sky, he's supposed to be saying, you are my Rabb, I am your servant. But he loses control over himself. Why? He's so happy that he found his horse. He's so happy he found his food. He's so happy he found the horse and his food and his luggage and his conveyance. He loses control over his senses. Now he does not know what he is saying. He's saying that, addressing, you are my servant, I am your Rabb. Respected elders, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, see that person, how happy he got when he saw his conveyance. Allah is more happier when a person repents to him. Allah is more happier than that person who found his horse. Allah is more happier, respected elders, than when a person repents to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And repentance means, respected elders, that we seek tawbah and we plead before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the minimum a person can do on these auspicious nights, what the minimum a person can do is that he makes his Isha Salat with Jamaat. And many are not accustomed to read Quran, make zikr, recite Durood Sharif, or make long rakats of Nafil Salat, etc. So the person minimum respects the elders, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed many that we made Isha with Jamaat. Now if a person goes back home and respected elder sleeps away, he gets up for his theory and he makes a little bit tahajjud, and if he does not even make tahajjud and he goes and makes salat of fajr with jamaat, then Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the person who makes isha with jamaat is as a person who has made, spent half his night in salat. Half his night in salat. And if a person has made fajr with jamaat, as a person who has made the other half in Nafil Salah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made deen of Islam easy for us. We should appreciate the fact that Allah has given us a natural, easy deen to follow. We should make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our actions in this month. Wa akhir da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ya arhamar rahimeen, ya arhamar rahimeen, ya arhamar rahimeen. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اغفر لي ولوالدي والأستاذية والجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات إنك سميع الدعاء. يا الله forgive our sins. يا الله forgive all our sins. يا الله forgive our major and minor sins. يا الله grant us ability to repent. Ya Allah, grant us ability to pay back to whom we owe. Ya Allah, save us from debt. Ya Allah, save us from owing money to people. Ya Allah, grant us ability to seek forgiveness. Allahumma anta salam wa minta salam. Ya Allah, you are peace, grant us peace. Allahumma asaluka ilman nafiya. Ya Allah, grant us beneficial knowledge. Ya Allah, grant us knowledge that will help us in this world. Ya Allah, grant us knowledge that will help us in the grave. Ya Allah, grant us knowledge that will help us on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, save us from the punishment of the grave. Ya Allah, save us from the azab of the qabr. Ya Allah, save us from the serpents of the qabr. Ya Allah, grant us comfort of the qabr. Ya Allah, grant us ease in the qabr. Ya Allah, grant us the ability to answer the questions right in the qabr. Ya Allah, grant us the ability to pass the stage of the qabr properly. Ya Allah, grant us the ability to prepare for the qabr. Ya Allah, grant us the ability to prepare for the akhirah. Ya Allah, you are Ghafoor Rahim, forgive us. Ya Allah, you are merciful, forgive us. Ya Allah, you are most merciful, forgive us. Ya Allah, we are sinners, forgive us. Ya Allah, we are daily transgressing, you forgive us. Ya Allah, we admit we are disobedient. Ya Allah, but you are Ghafoor Rahim, forgive us. Ya Allah, we are transgressing openly. Ya Allah, but we are the ummati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, forgive us. Ya Allah, help us. Ya Allah, grant us help from the unseen sources. Ya Allah, help us how you help the Sahabas in Badr. Ya Allah, you are Qadir Mutlaq. You are all powerful. Ya Allah, you help us. Ya Allah, you love forgiveness. Forgive us. Ya Allah, we are not deserving of forgiveness, but forgive us. Ya Allah, they are amongst us Hufaz and Ulama. Ya Allah, they are amongst us those who have got white beards. Ya Allah, they are innocent children amongst us. We have spread our hands. Ya Allah, you forgive us. Ya Allah, you are the only one who can forgive us. Ya Allah, there is no other door we can go to besides your door. Yours is the door for us to go. Ya Allah, we are appealing. Ya Allah, kindly forgive us. Ya Allah, have mercy on us. Put your mercy and shower your favors upon us. Bless us with your boons and favors. Help us. Ya Allah, wherever there is deeni activity taking place, Ya Allah, you cause it to flourish. Ya Allah, whosoever has made intention of doing whatever good action, Ya Allah, make it easy for them. Those that are striving in the path, make it easy for them. Those who want to strive on the path, make it easy for them. Those who are in etikaf, make it easy for them. Ya Allah, accept the etikaf of those who are making etikaf. Ya Allah, those who are in the masajid, Ya Allah, accept their ibadat. Ya Allah, accept our ibadat, how little it is, how poor quality it is. Ya Allah, we do not even know how to cry before you, how to pray before you, how to ask you, how to beseech you, how to invoke you, we do not know, but we have spread our hands as per your order. Ya Allah, help us. Ya Allah, accept our fasting in this month. except our standing in this month, except our qiyam al-layl in this month, except our tarawih and tilawat in this month, except our zikr in this month. Allahumma as'aluka rizqan halalan tayyiban wasiya. Ya Allah, grant us a provision that is wise. Ya Allah, grant us halal rizq. Ya Allah, grant us wholesome rizq. Ya Allah, grant us pure rizq. Ya Allah, grant us a earning that is halal. Ya Allah, save us from interest. Ya Allah, save us from OD. Ya Allah, save us from bribery and corruption. Ya Allah, save us from haram. Ya Allah, save us from the haram activities. Ya Allah, save us from the haram dens of sin. Ya Allah, save us from the casinos and the gambling dens. Ya Allah, grant us halal earnings to be spent in the halal places. Ya Allah, save us from the haram places. Ya Allah, grant us good company. Ya Allah, grant us pious company. Ya Allah, grant us righteous company. Ya Allah, when you resurrect us amongst the pious. Ya Allah, when you resurrect us amongst the righteous. Ya Allah, when you resurrect us amongst the Anbiya alayhi salam. Ya Allah, grant us ability to please you. Ya Allah, grant us ability that we do those actions that keep you happy. Ya Allah, grant us ability to do those actions that please you. Ya Allah, grant us ability to do those actions that bring your mercy. Ya Allah, save us from the actions that bring your wrath. Ya Allah, save us from the actions that bring your anger. Ya Allah, save us from the actions that bring your displeasure. Ya Allah, save us from calamity. Ya Allah, save us from earthquakes. Ya Allah, save us from sudden death. Ya Allah, protect us from murder. Ya Allah, protect us from looting, from being looted. Ya Allah, protect us from the decoys of the age. Ya Allah, save our women folk from rape. Ya Allah, protect them against rape. Ya Allah, protect our women folk's dignity and honor. Chastity. Ya Allah, protect our chastity and honor. Ya Allah, grant us iman. Ya Allah, bless us with iman. Ya Allah, grant us ability to stay with iman. Ya Allah, grant us ability to die with iman. Ya Allah, grant us ability to appear before you with iman. Ya Allah, those that have passed away, fill their qabr with noor. Ya Allah, fill their qabr with celestial light. Ya Allah, make it easy for them in the qabr. Ya Allah, grant us ability to make dua for them. Ya Allah, when we appear before you, do not humiliate us. Ya Allah, grant us an easy reckoning. Ya Allah, do not ask us why. Ya Allah, bless us and forgive us. Ya Allah, let us pass over the full sirat swiftly into Jannah. Ya Allah, grant us Jannah. Ya Allah, grant us Jannatul Firdaus. Ya Allah, grant us ability to please you. Ya Allah, grant us your pleasure. Ya Allah, grant us your sight. Ya Allah, those that have requested for du'as, Ya Allah, fulfill their permissible requisitions. Ya Allah, those that hope that we are going to make du'a for them, fulfill their permissible requisitions. Ya Allah, those that are waiting for our du'as, Ya Allah, longing for our du'as, Ya Allah, fulfill their permissible requisitions. Ya Allah, wherever the mujahideen are striving in the world, help them. Ya Allah, grant them unseen help. Ya Allah, we have been battered around throughout the world, help us. Ya Allah, we have been pushed around throughout the world and humiliated. Ya Allah, grant us unseen help. Ya Allah, free the Masjid Aqsa. Ya Allah, free the Masjid Aqsa. Ya Allah, help the Taliban. Ya Allah, help the Taliban. Ya Allah, help the Taliban. Ya Allah, mujahideen, wherever they are in the world, help them. Ya Allah, help the Muslims in Palestine. Ya Allah, help the Muslims in Kosovo. Ya Allah, help the Muslims, the innocent Muslims which are caught in the political strife in Iraq. Ya Allah, grant the Arabs Hidayat. Ya Allah, grant the Arabs Hidayat. Ya Allah, let the winds of Hidayat swiftly pass over the world. Ya Allah, there are countries accepting Islam. Ya Allah, let Islam spread there. Ya Allah, help the Mujahideen in Kashmir and Bosnia. Help the Muslims in Chechnya. Ya Allah, wherever Muslims are distressed, Ya Allah, help us. Ya Allah, those that want to destroy us, and there is no hidayah for them written, Ya Allah, destroy them. Ya Allah, those that want to uproot us, and there is no hidayah written for them, uproot them. Ya Allah, those that have made evil plots against us, Ya Allah, you turn the evil plots against themselves. Ya Allah, those that are sick, Ya Allah, grant them shifa'a kamila, ajila, mustamira. Ya Allah, grant them good health, grant them constant health. Ya Allah, grant them health so they can make your ibadah. Ya Allah, those that are lying in the hospital, grant them good health. Ya Allah, those that are not married, grant them good spouses. Ya Allah, those that are not married, grant them good spouses. Ya Allah, those that are married and do not have children, grant them children. Ya Allah, those that have got children, Ya Allah, make the children obedient. Ya Allah, make the wives the coolness of the eyes for the husband. Ya Allah, remove differences amongst the husbands and the wives. Ya Allah, remove differences amongst the people of the home. Ya Allah, remove different domestic differences amongst us. Ya Allah, grant us unity. Ya Allah, grant us cooperation. Grant us harmony. Ya Allah, grant us unity again. Ya Allah, grant us unseen help. Ya Allah, forgive us. We are hopeless. Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, we are helpless. Forgive us. Ya Allah, those that are striving in your path, you help them. Grant us love of Quran in our hearts. Ya Allah, grant us ability to make tilawat of Quran. Ya Allah, grant us ability to read Quran correctly. Ya Allah, grant us ability to read Quran with tajweed. Ya Allah, the makatibs and the madaris, Ya Allah, you flourish them. Ya Allah, the khankas and the tabligh jamaat, Ya Allah, you flourish them. Ya Allah, whatever dini activity is taking place, good, Ya Allah, cause so flourishness in it and blossom it. Ya Allah, wherever there are those who are trying to spoil Islam and prevent a perverted version of Islam, a modernistic version of Islam, Ya Allah, grant us ability to recognize it and to stay far of it. Ya Allah, save us from kufr. Ya Allah, save us from kufr. Ya Allah, save us from shirk. Ya Allah, save us from shirk. Ya Allah, save us from bidat. Ya Allah, save us from innovation. Ya Allah, save us from innovation. Ya Allah, grant us respect of Quran in our hearts. Grant us respect of ulama in our hearts. Grant us respect of the masajid in our hearts. Ya Allah, grant us respect of the awliya in our hearts. Ya Allah, grant us respect of deen. Ya Allah, grant us ability to strive in your path and adopt the sunnah. Grant us love of sunnah like how the sahaba had. Ya Allah, grant us love of giving our life and blood in the path of Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us and take work from us. Ya Allah, grant us lisan and zakiran, bi zikrillah. Grant us a tongue that is wet with your zikr. Grant us ability to make Quran tilawat. Grant us ability to make zikr in abundance. Grant us ability to make durud, recite durud in abundance. Allahumma as'aluka qalban khashya, khashyatan lillah. Grant us a heart that is full of your fear. Ya Allah, grant us a heart that is fearing you day and night. Grant us a heart that is fearing you in the darkness and in the night. Grant us a heart that is fearing you in seclusion, in privacy, and in public. Grant us ability to have good character. Ya Allah, grant us ability to have good personality. Ya Allah, grant us ability to pay our debts. Ya Allah, save us from debt. Ya Allah, save us from haram transactions. Ya Allah, save us from lying. Ya Allah, save us from deceiving. Ya Allah, save us from jealousy. Ya Allah, remove jealousy from our hearts. Ya Allah, remove hatred from our hearts. Ya Allah, remove envy from our hearts. Ya Allah, grant us ability to stay away from backbiting. Ya Allah, grant us ability to stay away from gossiping. Ya Allah, grant us ability to stay away from slandering. Ya Allah, grant us ability to become trials on others. Grant us ability to stay away from causing trouble. Ya Allah, grant us ability to unite the husbands and the wives and the families and the children. Grant us an ability to be the catalyst of unity and not the catalyst of disunity. Ya Allah, grant us ability to help others to become united. Grant us ability to save others from Jahannam and ourselves. Ya Allah, save us from Jahannam and the Azab-e-Qabr. Ya Allah, grant us humility in our hearts. Ya Allah, grant us weakness in our hearts. Ya Allah, remove pride in our hearts from our hearts. Ya Allah, remove all filth from our hearts. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with nur. Ya Allah, fill our qabr with nur. Ya Allah, grant us nur in our ilm. Grant us nur in our action. Allahumma as'aluka amalan salihan mutaqabbila. Ya Allah, grant us actions which are accepted by you. Grant us ability to do those actions which you are happy with. Ya Allah, grant us ability to do those actions which are conforming to the Sharia. Ya Allah, grant us ability to stay away from the actions which are not in conformity to Sharia. Ya Allah, grant us ability to shun all the evil actions which displease you. Grant us ability to strictly conform to the Sunnah. Ya Allah, grant us ability to respect the awliya. Grant us ability to perform how Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be happy with us. اللهم أسألك نورا أمامي فوقي تحتي من لساني ورائي. يا الله, grant us celestial light in front of us. Grant us celestial light behind us. Grant us celestial light above us. Grant us celestial light around us. Grant us celestial light in our graves. يا الله, grant us celestial light in our kalam, in our speech. Grant us truthfulness. يا الله, save us from lying. يا الله, save us from deceiving. Grant us ability to fulfill our pledges. Ya Allah, grant us ability to fulfill our promises. Ya Allah, grant us to be organized. Ya Allah, the dua that you asked in Arafat, that we must become organized. Ya Allah, grant us ability to be organized. Ya Allah, grant us harmony in our life. Grant us system in our life. Ya Allah, grant us ability so that we respect human beings. Ya Allah, grant us ability to honor human beings. Ya Allah, grant us ability so that we respect each other and love each other. Ya Allah, grant us brotherhood. Ya Allah, you forgive us, you are most forgiving. You love forgiving, forgive us. Ya Allah, You love forgiving, forgive us. Ya Allah, we do not deserve to be forgiven, forgive us. Ya Allah, we are banda of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no other door we can go to. Ya Allah, we are worse than the dog. When the master falls, the dog goes. Ya Allah, you are coming, we are not coming. Ya Allah, we are worse than them. Ya Allah, we admit this. We admit our sins. Ya Allah, but we cannot go anywhere else. You are the remover of the difficulties. You are the remover of the calamities. You are the only one who removes difficulties. You are the only one who removes calamities. You are the only one who gives death. You are the only one who gives life. You are the only one who gives us cure. You are the only one who can make us better. Ya Allah, make us better. Ya Allah, remove the calamities and the difficulties. Ya Allah, grant peace in this country. Ya Allah, let this country be in tranquility and peace. Ya Allah, protect our iman in this country. Ya Allah, protect the iman of everybody in this country. Ya Allah, protect our dignity and honor and property in the country. Ya Allah, grant hidayah to the rulers of this country. Ya Allah, bring Islamic law in this country. Ya Allah, grant Islam to spread in this country. Ya Allah, let Islam prevail. Let peace prevail in the country. Ya Allah, let Islam spread everywhere throughout the entire world. Ya Allah, everything is possible. The hearts of men are in between your two fingers. Ya Allah, just as Islam is spreading in France and America and Britain, Ya Allah, let Islam spread in our countries also. Ya Allah, grant us ability to strive in your path. Ya Allah, grant us ability to cry in your path. Ya Allah, grant us ability to seek forgiveness in your path. Ya Allah, grant us ability to recognize our role in society. Ya Allah, grant us a harmonious society. Ya Allah, grant us a society and a locality which is harmonious. Ya Allah, grant us peace in our locality. Ya Allah, you forgive us. Ya Allah, grant us ability to accommodate others. Grant us ability to forgive others. Ya Allah, those that who have got rights over us, grant us ability to fulfill our rights. Ya Allah, grant us respect for our elders. Ya Allah, grant us respect for our elders. Ya Allah, grant us respect for our parents. Ya Allah, those of the parents that passed away, Ya Allah, forgive our parents that have passed away. Those that have passed away, Ya Allah, make their cover filled with nur. Ya Allah, when we pass away, grant us ability to pass away with khatiba bil khair, with kalima on our lips. Ya Allah, you are Ghafur Rahim. Ya Allah, grant us ability to go for Hajj and Umrah and strive in your path. Grant us ability to appreciate Makkah and Madinah to Munawwara. Ya Allah, grant us ability to go and love those places. Ya Allah, grant us ability to pass away there. Ya Allah, grant us ability to pass away in your path and become shaheed. Ya Allah, grant us ability to understand these. Ya Allah, grant us ability to comprehend these. Ya Allah, grant us ability to understand Quran and Sunnah. Ya Allah, grant us ability to stay with the ulama. Ya Allah, grant us ability to stay with the righteous and pious. Ya Allah, remove doubts from our hearts. Ya Allah, remove the shadows of kufr and shirk from our brains. Ya Allah, remove the shadows of doubt of ilhad and renegade from our hearts. Ya Allah, forgive us. You are Ghafur Rahim. Ya Allah, we stretch our hands before you. Ya Allah, you are the only one who will give us hidayah. Grant us tawfiq of being good, striving and to becoming better Muslims. Ya Allah, grant us ability to bring sunnah in our life. Ya Allah, grant us the love of the Sahaba. Ya Allah, grant us ability to defend the Sahaba. Ya Allah, grant us ability to protect the honor and dignity of the Sahaba. Grant us ability to protect the dignity and honor of the Anbiya alayhi salam. Ya Allah, grant us ability to love you. Ya Allah, grant us ability to recognize that we are on the haq and we have a responsibility of propagating the haq. Ya Allah, grant us muhabbat, grant us love amongst ourselves. Ya Allah, remove petty differences amongst ourselves. Ya Allah, grant us ability to make ziyarah of the grave of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, those that have intended to go for Hajj, Ya Allah, and Hajj is farz on them, Ya Allah, make it easy for them. Ya Allah, those that have got zakat farz on them, Ya Allah, make it easy so they can dispose of their zakat. Ya Allah, those that are striving in your deen, make it easy for them. In whatever way, with the pen or the sword or the speech or the oration, Ya Allah, make it easy for them. Ya Allah, grant barakah in our darul uloom. Ya Allah, grant us ability to become steadfast on your deen. Ya Allah, grant us ability to die on the deen. Ya Allah, grant us ability that you are happy with us in our actions, in our belief. Ya Allah, grant us ability that we have the correct belief. Ya Allah, grant us rectification of our wrong belief. Ya Allah, you are Ghafur Rahim, forgive us. Ya Allah, you are Ghafur Rahim, forgive us. Ya Allah, we are ummati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, forgive us. Ya Allah, pardon us. Ya Allah, we only can ask you, you forgive us. And grant us ability to do the right thing. Ya Allah, grant us ability to shed tears.
He had a grant his ability to be steadfast in salat. He had a grant his ability to dress properly. He had a grant his ability to speak properly. He had a grant his ability to address properly. He had a grant our women folk the ability to dress properly. He had a save us from nudity. He had a save us from nudity. He had a save us from the pornographical features that are floating around. He had a save us from the onslaught of the West. He had a save us from the onslaught of the kuffar and the mushrik. He had a save us from the batil ideologies. Yalla save us from the false ideologies of the kuffar and the mushrik. Yalla save us from all haram activities. Yalla save us and our children from all the onslaught of the haram activities. Yalla save us from the wrong company and bad company. Yalla grant us the ability to adorn the sunnah. Yalla grant us the menfolk, the ability to keep the beard. Yalla grant us the ability to look and emulate Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grant the womenfolk, Ya Allah, the ability to adopt the hijab. Grant the women folk the ability to be steadfast in salat and in zikr. Ya Allah, accept our dua through the wasila of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, accept our dua through the wasila of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we are ummati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Forgive us. Ya Allah, pardon us. Ya Allah, we only can ask you, you forgive us. And grant us ability to do the right thing. Ya Allah, grant us ability to shed tears. Ya Allah, grant us ability to be steadfast in salat. Ya Allah, grant us ability to dress properly. Ya Allah, grant us ability to speak properly. Ya Allah, grant us ability to address properly. Ya Allah, grant our women folk the ability to dress properly. Ya Allah, save us from nudity. Ya Allah, save us from nudity. Ya Allah, save us from the pornographical features that are floating around. Ya Allah, save us from the onslaught of the West. Ya Allah, save us from the onslaught of the kuffar and the mushrik. Ya Allah, save us from the batil ideologies. Ya Allah, save us from the false ideologies of the kuffar and the mushrik. Ya Allah, save us from all haram activities. Ya Allah, save us and our children from all the onslaught of the haram activities. Ya Allah, save us from the wrong company and bad company. Ya Allah, grant us ability to adorn the sunnah. Ya Allah, grant us the menfolk, the ability to keep the beard. Ya Allah, grant us ability to look and emulate Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grant the women folk, Ya Allah, the ability to adopt the hijab. Grant the women folk the ability to be steadfast in salat and in zikr. Ya Allah, accept our dua through the wasila of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, accept our dua through the wasila of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, grant us the ability to respect the awliya and the saints. Grant us the ability to accept the anbiya alayhi salat as our guide. Ya Allah, grant us the dua through the wasila of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma anta salam wa minta salam. Tabarak ya zal jalal wal ikram. Ya Allah, those that are listening, Ya Allah, those that are sitting, each one has got his own difficulties. Ya Allah, you are the knower of the heart, you remove the difficulties. Ya Allah, each one of us spreading our hands, Ya Allah, in whatever place we are, Ya Allah, you know what is in our heart, you know what is in our sudur, you know what is in our bosom, you know our difficulties, you know our needs. You best know our needs and difficulties. Ya Allah, you remove our difficulties and fulfill our needs. Ya Allah, you are Ghafoor Rahim. Ya Allah, you are the one who's got the knowledge of our hearts. Ya Allah, you know what we want. Ya Allah, we appeal and cry before you. Ya Allah, you forgive our sins and fulfill our needs. Ya Allah, protect our iman and let us pass away your iman. Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam. Tabaraka ya zal jalali wal ikram. سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.